news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
605 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings for this Wednesday. Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a foggy start in some areas, so keep that in mind. Less than a half mile visibility, and again, a chilly start as well. Go outside, start the car, and get the heat going for sure. No problem so far, though. The few accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots. A perfect start as traveling in from the Eastern Shore. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. A 40-acre farm with thousands of trees at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Car Doctor and Theodore wants hard-working professionals to see and learn about the new 2019 Yamaha carts, including the newest U-Max utility model. Equipped with the power and performance of a Yamaha cart, but now engineered to ride more like a car. Car Doctor offers only premium golf carts and utility carts, so when dependability, durability, added storage, versatility, comfort, and less maintenance matters to your business, for moving people and supplies, call the number one cart dealer in Alabama for service, parts, and accessories too. The cart experts, Car Doctor and Theodore.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bomb Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5. Yes, yeah, several adjectives you can use for this morning. The foggy and chilly, you know, and Wednesday. Well, no, you can't use that. It's an adjective. It's just ended in Y. It is Wednesday, and it is chilly as we start off this morning again in the 30s, 31 now at our studios. Heading for a high today, though, in the 60s and the transition into some warmer temps. Full discussion coming up around 6:35 with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, this doesn't exactly fall into the definition of weather, but it does in the sciences field, the earthquake. You hear this. So overnight, 4.4 earthquake striking East Tennessee, about 3:14 this morning, felt here in the state of Alabama, felt in North Georgia, felt downtown Atlanta. I love this. So let me read a part of the story here. This is from Westwood One. Now, Westwood One is our national news source, and they started off this way. I guess I'm going to read you the paragraph here and then tell me if this would have happened. Let's go back to the Alaska earthquake or somewhere else in the country if they would have worded it this way. Here's the copy that accompanies the audio. Some folks in eastern Tennessee and other parts of the South got a jolt early this morning.
Folks, huh?
Folks. Uh-huh. Folks.
Urgency in that headline.
If we look back, would they have said, folks in Anchorage, Alaska felt a 7.0 earthquake? No. But in writing about East Tennessee, North Alabama, and North Georgia, Westwood One says some folks
No urgency, and clearly there's a friendship there. And a yawn.
You know, I mean, not people, no. Residents, mm-mm. Citizens.
Did they write about Pawpaw in there?
So we go to Scott Carr for audio from Pawpaw,
right.
Reporting, well, it felt like a train. Didn't sound like this time. It felt like a train.
But they clearly have established such a great relationship with the state's impact that they don't feel the need to be formal.
Folks. It's folks. Talk about anywhere else on the planet, they would say, you know, residents or whatever. Folks.
Around Easter, they probably say peeps.
There it is. I'm just want to tell you some of the things I see on a Wednesday morning. All right. Things we hear. Headlines now with Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, this weather is called walk fast weather. Because if you don't have a jacket, you better walk fast. to the sky we go as we talk ballistic missiles this morning. According to the Missile Defense Agency, an Alabama-made missile successfully shot down a target off the coast of Hawaii on Tuesday. This was the second such successful intercept for the Standard Missile 3 Block 2A missile. The interceptor missile was launched using a Aegis Ashore system. Target was fired from a U.S. Air Force C-17 thousands of miles away. Here's your Alabama connection. According to Raytheon, based in Huntsville at Redstone Arsenal, this test was also the first intercept using tracking data from remote sensors. It's a process known as engage on remote. The SM-3 and Standard Missile 6 are integrated and tested at Redstone Arsenal. The SM-3 Block 2A is the latest variant of the missile with a larger rocket motor and bigger kinetic warhead. Congratulations to Airbus for successfully delivering their 100th aircraft, courtesy of their Mobile location. The A320neo, serial number MSN8580, was delivered to Frontier Airlines. Of course, you know, it's like when you watch, I don't know, a fashion show, you want to know, what are they wearing? Well, you want to know, what does the aircraft look like? There are two horses, Meadow and West, on its tailplane, so you can look for that. Full game plan is for the Airbus Mobile facility to deliver 4 A320 family aircraft per month. So far, they've delivered to 8 U.S.-based customers, including Air Lease Corporation, Allegiant Air, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Frontier, Hawaiian, JetBlue, and Spirit Airlines. So, not sure if you knew this, but Airbus has 3 other A320 family production facilities around the world, and they include Hamburg, Germany, China, and France. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And on the way, I just said, oddly enough, and I don't think I have any hex on me, I'm throwing salt over my shoulder or walking backwards 3 times, but honest to goodness, talking to a friend yesterday afternoon in detail about earthquakes that had hit Tennessee. Mm-hmm. In the past, yesterday afternoon, talking about this, specifically the New Madrid Fault that runs through western Tennessee, and the creation of Real Foot Lake up there, and a little discussion of that and how that happened, and a big earthquake to hit the center of the country way back when, and also discussion of Choctaw and Chickasaw tribes and how it affected their lore of their history when we come back.
I'm looking forward to that.
All right, 6:13. We'll be right back.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintrot and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A homicide investigation is underway after a body was found in Escambia County, Florida. Around 7 o'clock last night, deputies received a call about shots fired in the area of Lee Street and North S Street. That's where the body was discovered. The victim's identity has not been released. A grand jury will hear the case of a father accused of firing shots into a car on Interstate 10 in Mobile, injuring his own daughter. During a preliminary hearing Tuesday, prosecutors laid out part of their case against Robert Hooper. Investigators say he chased his child's mother's car for 7 miles, rammed it, shot out a tire, and then fired shots inside. The magical Christmas toy drive is getting a big boost today from students in Mobile County Public Schools. 45 schools participated in a Stuff the Bus campaign, collecting over 2,000 toys. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-70. 965. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
Good morning, 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Current Alabama Crimson Tide offensive coordinator Mike Locksley accepted the head coaching position at Maryland, so the Tide have been tasked once again with replacing their offensive play caller. And yesterday, FootballScoop.com reported that Nick Saban plans to again promote from within. He's going to promote current Alabama quarterback coach and associate head coach Dan Enos to the coordinator position. Enos has drawn plenty of praise this year for his work with Heisman runner-up Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts throughout the year. Locksley's sticking with the Tide through the college football playoff, so Enos will take the reins from Locksley at the conclusion of the season. And when he does, Enos will be the fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years for the Tide. That means they must be a pretty successful team, I believe.
You're doing okay.
Yeah, they're not getting fired. They're being promoted.
That's right.
Before being brought on by Saban ahead of the 2018 season, Enos spent 3 seasons as the offensive coordinator at Arkansas under Brett Bielema. Enos landed on Saban's staff after Arkansas fired Bielema. Locksley isn't the only Alabama coach headed to Maryland following the postseason. 24/7 Sports reported yesterday that former Tennessee coach and current Bama offensive analyst Butch Jones is set to join Maryland's staff as the tight ends coach and associate head coach.
Jones Turkey.
Yeah. I think Tennessee fans are glad to see him leave the SEC also. Jones was fired as Tennessee's coach in mid-November of the 2017 season. He finished with a 34-27 record in 4-plus seasons in Knoxville. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings fired first-year offensive coordinator John DeFilippo following Monday night's 21-7 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. Quarterbacks coach Kevin Stefanski has been promoted to replace DeFilippo on an interim basis and will handle play-calling duties for the remaining 3 games of the regular season. Minnesota's not been able to get past 300 yards of offense in 4 of their past 5 games, now have a record of 6-6-1 in line for 6th seed in the NFC playoffs going into Week 15. In NBA news, San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich moved past Pat Riley for 4th on the NBA's all-time wins list with San Antonio's 111-86 win over the Phoenix Suns. Popovich now has 1,211 career wins. In his 23rd season with San Antonio, Popovich is the longest tenured head coach with the same team in all 4 major professional sports, and he also holds the second-best winning percentage of .686. That's second-best all-time in the 4 major sports. Don Nelson is the current leader in all-time wins with 1,335. Popovich needs 124 wins to tie the Hall of Famer. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s, and then tomorrow, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys,
since 1947, toys, the United toys, States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, one accident, I-10 westbound between DIP and Michigan Avenue getting some attention this morning. A chilly start again, but no other wrecks. From the 1065 split, heading northbound from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, it's been a good ride. Watch for local radar. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sutton's Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED, and you can find them at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 31 now at our studios. Dr. Bill joins us just a little over 10 minutes for a full weather discussion. Look forward to the rest of the work week and the weekend ahead. Also, Christmas is coming very quickly. I had one of those moments yesterday where I looked up and said, because I've just been kind of like, yeah, I got a little bit of time. I got a little bit of time. Yes, for some reason, random Tuesday. Oh, yeah, because probably it's 2 weeks out. I went, it's 2 weeks out. So if you got junk piled up in the house, you got to make some room. You're going to have a Christmas party. You're going to have friends in. You got family come stay with you. Whatever it is, you got to get the junk out to make the room. And that's why you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be junk inside the house. Could be outside the house. Could be a storage unit. If you've got junk, you want it gone, you need my buddy Trey Bennett and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Get on the phone, get on the computer, make that appointment, and have them come out. And nice thing, too, is it's a great motivator for you and the family to gather the junk and go ahead and assess what's going to be thrown away because you have a specific time and a deadline when they're going to be there. So take the first step. Get this thing going right. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. 6:22, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. I was just thinking when you said that, then you can have a spring cleaning party because once you remove all that junk, there's right. dust and there's things that have been...
Oh, the dust bunnies?
Yes.
They come rolling out. You're like, hey, where have you been? Look at that. That's a 6 or 7 pound dust bunny right there.
And get to mopping, my friends. Alrighty. It is 6:21 on your hump day. I like it. We're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
This is a headline that's so bizarre. I need you to listen to this. A Mississippi man who thought he was being chased by zombies when he was caught ramming vehicles has been sentenced to 15 years behind bars. 32-year-old Sean Michael Stroud of Kiln, Mississippi, about 85 miles west of Mobile,
mm-hmm.
he pled guilty to aggravated assault, grand larceny, and malicious mischief after stealing a John Deere front-end loader from Gulf Recycling back on April 8th, and then he drove it to the local Walmart, and then he began ramming other vehicles.
During, so he thought, where did the zombies come in here?
I'll get there. During his sentencing, December the 7th, he was told he must pay $41,000 in restitution and serve 5 years on post-release supervision. Multiple media reports are saying he was on drugs during the incident.
Well, I was going to say, that was the first thing I wanted to say is, so what drugs were he was he doing at the time?
They had not gotten into the specifics.
Because it sounds like it could be a long list.
Something very serious. the serious business type of drugs when zombies were mm-hmm. chasing him. So I just want you guys to be on the lookout for a front loader type vehicle.
Would that be a good move if in a zombie apocalypse, all the zombie apocalypse pros out there, would a, because I love a John Deere front-end loader. I mean, I think it would be fantastic. Would that be the good thing to be in during the zombie apocalypse? Y'all can score that on our text line. Let me know.
We could ask Dalton's wife. She likes scary movies.
Yeah.
She'd be my go-to expert.
I imagine it'd be better than being on a motorcycle or something like that.
True. You have some protection.
Is it because you're able to quietly escape?
No. They're John Deere front-end loaders, very, very loud.
Is it?
But the nice thing is, if it's any of the bigger models, you have an enclosed cab. Of course, the zombies, I think, can get through the shatterproof glass. But you would have air conditioning and radio while you're waiting on the zombies to crawl all over the machine and get you.
So, that's nice.
Sure, you have that air conditioner blowing cold in there while you're working. So
you
that's
can
good.
Listen to our podcast.
That's true.
Right?
You got that going.
Putting that out there. Shameless plug. Okay, my next headline. There's a recall alert in effect, and this may impact your breakfast that you are about to heat up right now.
Uh-oh.
Nearly 30,000 pounds of Jimmy Dean ready-to-eat frozen sausages have been recalled. Here's why. They may be contaminated with little pieces of metal.
Is that not the normal stuffing?
Give me a little pepper and some metal.
Yeah.
No one ever says that. According to the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service, the Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey sold in the 23.4-ounce pouches are being recalled. These items were shipped into Tennessee, where the product was then further distributed to retail stores. You want to look out for the use-by date of January 31st, 19. Product has a case code A6 382168 in a time stamp range of 11:58 through 0149. And you want to look for established 19085. A lot of numbers there, I know, but just be mindful of this. If you've purchased these items recently and you're concerned, they say throw it away and or return the to the place of purchase, you can call Jimmy Dean. Their customer service is ready to answer your questions. 855-382-3101. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 minus the metal.
That's right. Dial up the old sausage hotline or hot sausage line, one or the other.
Well, there's pork and turkey in there, too, so you've got options.
Just not metal. Just not aluminum foil, please. All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. So I mentioned that, you know, we talked about the folks, the news story from Westwood One. The 4.4 magnitude earthquake striking East Tennessee, felt in North Alabama, North Georgia. Pretty interesting because we're not exactly seismically active here, but there are some pretty, you know, substantial fault lines still run. They're just not active. Mm-hmm. One of the big ones is the New Madrid Fault running through West Tennessee, Missouri, right near New Madrid, Missouri. It's a big one. And when it does start shaking, it's shaken in a big way over time. And it's funny, I was talking to somebody about this specifically yesterday, and then we get the story early this morning of this 4.4 quake in East Tennessee. But the New Madrid Fault, pretty interesting, too, because there's a place called Real Foot Lake up in northwest Tennessee, mm-hmm. north of Memphis, up towards the, just across the river from Missouri, and then just south of Kentucky. And it was formed during earthquakes. There was not a lake. There was a river. There is now a lake, courtesy of an earthquake.
Oh, wow.
The land split from this earthquake.
Revealing all this goodness.
Opened this hole. The Mississippi River flowed upstream to fill it in. This would have been in 1811 and 1812, what they call the New Madrid earthquakes. They were centered around New Madrid, Missouri. Earthquakes resulted in several major changes to landforms over a widespread area, with shocks from those earthquakes being felt as far away as Quebec, Canada. Now, they didn't have the seismic information back then to tell you exactly what magnitude those earthquakes were back then, but obviously we know they were substantial to be felt that far away. So back in 1811, 1812, they had these series of earthquakes, and this one, at least according to Jedediah Morse, who reported that what was there at that point, the Real Foot River, which was kind of a dry riverbed that obviously probably filled up when the Mississippi River would get high, existed at that point. After the earthquakes, it left a lake. And if you look at Real Foot Lake, it's not a gigantic or deep lake. I think the deepest area is like 15, 20 feet deep. Most of it's fairly shallow and cypress lined. But it opened up enough area that the Mississippi River flowed upstream to fill in this basin, and that lake remains there today from an earthquake in Tennessee. I want to tell you a little bit about the Native American history when we get back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 46-year-old man has been indicted for allegedly raping a 3-year-old 30 years ago. A sexual assault kit performed on the child at the hospital decades ago sat on the shelf not tested for years. It was one of 757 rape kits finally tested this year thanks to a new grant.
We have several more kind of in queue in the investigative process that we'll be presenting to the district attorney's office.
Timothy Robinson is due in a Mobile courtroom tomorrow. Four postal workers in Mobile are accused of stealing mail. Ontario Rogers, Devin Donald, Chambria Hill, and Sharday Martin have been indicted on drug and theft charges. It's not clear whether or not the four were working together. An important update for drivers before beginning your morning commute. A section of Range Road near Highway 20 in Niceville is closed. Crews are working on an emergency repair. A main break was reported last night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Everyone has that one person on their Christmas list that's hard to buy for. Let Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop help you out this year. Purchase a special half-gallon a month gift card that will last throughout the year. Everyone loves ice cream. Let them choose their favorite Cammie's homemade flavor each month. What a great gift! Don't forget to pick up your sugar cookie, peppermint, and eggnog ice cream for holiday gatherings. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Old Shell and Florida. 49 years and still dipping. The holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-735.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
In Britain's Parliament, an emergency debate is underway ahead of a no-confidence vote on Prime Minister Theresa May's handling of the UK's exit from the European Union.
The Prime Minister and her government have already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Her behaviour today is just contemptuous of this Parliament and of this process.
Financial leaders in the UK are expressing alarm about what they call the high-stakes gamble with Britain's economy. In France, police have identified the gunman who killed three people at Strasbourg's Christmas market last night. The correspondent Melissa Bell says the suspect is still at large.
That manhunt continues with several hundred security personnel involved, a couple of helicopters as well, to try and find this man known to authorities, clearly identified since last night's attack.
Former Donald Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is to be sentenced for multiple crimes later, including lying to Congress and for campaign finance violations. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Lawyers for Greg Kelly, the U.S. executive arrested last month with Nissan's former chairman Carlos Ghosn on suspicion of underreporting Ghosn's pay, is protesting his prolonged stay in Japanese detention. Lawyers often file such protests in Japan, where suspects get detained for weeks, sometimes months, before they face trial. A similar protest filed by Ghosn's lawyers was rejected on Tuesday. Ghosn, Kelly, and Nissan were charged Monday with violating financial laws by underreporting Ghosn's pay. Tencent Music Entertainment Group has priced its IPO at the low end of expectations, capping a rocky process of going public, but still marking one of the biggest U.S.-listed debuts in recent years. The Chinese music streaming company's initial public offering, priced at $13 per American depositary share, the bottom end of its $13 to $15 expected range. At that price, Tencent Music is valued at $21.3 billion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cold morning, chilly morning. We're 31 now at our studios, but I see some clouds in the mix.
Yeah, and quite a few clouds, especially tonight and tomorrow. And we definitely have some rain in the forecast, but there is some good news, and that is the weekend shaping up nicely. As for today, I expect partly cloudy skies and a mild day today, up around 65 degrees. The normal high for this time of the year is 63, so we're very, very close. Now, tonight, it will become mostly cloudy, and there is a slight chance we could see a shower after midnight. Low tonight will be in the 50s, around 52 degrees, and that's quite a contrast to this morning when we have a light breeze over the area. As for tomorrow, it's going to be a cloudy day with a good chance for rain, and temperatures will be on the mild side around 65. A reason for that rain is a low-pressure system coming across the Great Plains, and it's going to move right on through Mississippi and Alabama tomorrow night and early on Friday. So look for rain tomorrow, again, in the 60s. The rain will continue and be with us tomorrow night, and then on Friday, things slowly improve. We'll see showers mainly in the morning, slight chance in the afternoon. It'll be a mostly cloudy day with temperatures in the low 60s. And then the weekend looks good, mostly sunny for both days, and upper 50s Saturday and the low 60s on Sunday.
And Dr. Bill, what are you looking at for amounts from this rain? Is it inch, two? What are we looking at?
Yeah, we could see 1 to 2 inches of rain when it begins late tonight and on through early Friday, 1 to 2 inches. Now, there is a slight chance that we could see a severe thunderstorm. There will be a few thunderstorms associated with the system, and that possibility exists, but it's a slight one at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, I want to just land the plane on this one, or launch the ship or whatever we want to do here. We're just talking about the earthquake in East Tennessee. 4.4 magnitude felt in North Alabama, North Georgia. And I don't know, no reports of any damage yet, but, you know, the people saying they definitely felt it here. And it was funny that just oddly enough, yesterday I was talking about kind of some of the fault lines that aren't as discussed.
So you were talking about this obviously
yesterday afternoon.
Before the earthquake.
Before the earthquake.
You just happened to be talking
yesterday,
about
yeah, yesterday
fault
afternoon.
Lines in Tennessee.
Right. Well, strange conversation. Don't have time for it. A screenplay treatment I had done a couple of decades ago for a book movie thing that I was working on had one of the non-human elements in it, characters in it, was an upcoming earthquake in the Gulf of Mexico. But I got in a discussion of the New Madrid Fault that runs up there in East Missouri and Western Tennessee and on down. And it's actually, you talk to people who study this stuff will tell you, it's a pretty sizable fault line. It's just not active. But when it happens big time. And that's what they said back in 1811 and 1812. You had the New Madrid earthquakes there near what was then the Real Foot River in northwest Tennessee. And when they happened, the legend is, you know, well, not the legend, but the accounts are, land collapsed in, created basins, and the Mississippi River backed up, went upstream to fill in this now new low area. And now we have Real Foot Lake today. And, you know, it's actually the only natural lake, I think. You probably have some oxbows in Tennessee, but other than that, I don't think there are any other natural lakes in Tennessee other than Real Foot Lake. But I was going to tell you the Native American portion of it, which is something else I read up on and I'm interested in. The legend is Real Foot Lake is named for an Indian chief who had a deformed foot and was named Real Foot by settlers in the area in the 1800s. A Chickasaw legend states that the name originated from a prince of the Chickasaw tribe inhabiting present West Tennessee, who was born with a deformed foot and walked with a rolling motion, so he was nicknamed Kalopin, meaning Real Foot. When he became chief, Real Foot determined to marry a Choctaw princess, but her father would not permit it. I know the feeling, Chief. The Great Spirit warned Real Foot that if he attempted to kidnap the maiden, his village and his people would be destroyed. Realfoot, the chief, disobeyed the spirit, seized the princess by force, and carried her into Chickasaw territory, where he arranged a marriage ceremony.
Romantic.
Back in the old days, in the middle of the ceremony, the great spirit stomped his foot in anger, caused the earth to quake, and the Father of Waters, the Mississippi River, flooded over its banks, inundating Realfoot's homeland. The water flowed into an imprint left by the spirit's foot. That's the depression from the earthquake, forming a beautiful lake beneath which Realfoot, his bride, and his people lie buried. Though the legends about the Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes that once inhabited the area, these tribes left around the early 1500s or so and reserved this area to come back to as hunting grounds. But there you go. There is the Native American legend around Realfoot Lake and the earthquake discussion all kind of coming into news of the day that at 3 o'clock this morning you had a 4.4 magnitude earthquake in East Tennessee.
So this geography lesson brought to you by...
The letter Q.
Professor.
The letter Sullivan. Q and the number 13.
Nice. This has been such a teachable moment.
We're coming right back. We'll teach some other stuff, and I'll have to come up with it. I don't know what I have to teach, but we'll make some stuff up and be right back.
The Winchester 70 bolt action rifle was originally manufactured in 1936. The iconic Winchester Model 70 was an immediate success and quickly became known as the Rifleman's Rifle. It still is, and it's available at McCoy Outdoor Company. Find gifts for everyone on your list, including apparel, hunting and fishing accessories, coolers, and more. And check out the Winchester 70 bolt-action rifle today. McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. It's time to start thinking about holiday shopping. And if you're looking for that gift, you know the one gift that you need for that someone who has everything. Well, Cart Doctor has your answer. I'm talking about Tomberlin, the leader in the electric vehicle market that's more than just a step above. Tomberlin is a leap above with automotive features like self-canceling turn signals, power steering, touch point detailing, and sets the standard in safety. Tomberlin simply stands apart and only partners with dealers who are responsive to the need to exceed customer expectations. Cart Doctor, the natural choice as the only Tomberlin dealer in Alabama. So make your holiday shopping easy and memorable with a new neighborhood high-end luxury cart that's sure to make the neighbors wow. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore to see the 2, 4, or 6 passenger models, all beautifully well-equipped, quiet, with a smooth ride to make you the envy of the neighborhood. See the Tomberlin at CartDoctor.com or in their new expansive Cart Doctor showroom on Highway 98 West, south of I-10 and north of Plantation Road. Cart Doctor, your holiday hard to shop for answer.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, westbound I-10 between DIP and Michigan Avenue, they've got an accident with injuries. Another one at Government and Fairway Drive without injuries. It's again a chilly start. Frost on the ground this morning, so make sure to get the heater going on this morning as quickly as you can. A smooth ride, though, across the Bayway and the Causeway over towards the Eastern Shore. Hobbytown USA and Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road. Your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Great deal on remote control vehicles from ECX, Park Zone, and ProBoat, from telescopes to Gundam plastic models and model railroad. Get them what they want at Hobbytown USA and Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
642 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean. Good morning, everyone. If you know a teacher, if you love a teacher, or maybe you are a teacher, be sure to high-five everyone I just mentioned today for their academic excellency, as the state of Alabama has a new education ranking, which places our teachers in the top 10 in the nation. Nearly 7% of Alabama's teachers have earned the National Board certification. That's a big deal in the world of teaching. So we're ranked the 6th highest in the U.S., as more than 2,700 teachers across the state are now National Board certified teachers, also known as NBCTs, with 171 newly certified teachers in 43 school districts. And an additional 129 teachers have completed recertification. That's according to the Alabama State Department of Education. Governor Kay Ivey says in part, excellent teachers are the single best asset we have at our disposal when it comes to teaching kids. So according to research, students who are taught by NBCTs learn the equivalent of an additional 2 months of instruction in math and 1 month in English language arts. Board certification is considered the gold standard for those in the teaching profession. And get this, teachers in Alabama, they can apply for funds if they need to help pay for the cost of obtaining the certification through an application process each year. So those who do obtain the certification, they're paid a yearly $5,000 supplement. So of the top three school systems in total, which were Jefferson County, Hoover City, and Birmingham City, they had 15 newly certified teachers. Here in Mobile County, we had 11 teachers, which have earned their board certification. So give them a high five if you know who they are. And staying with the subject of children, if your kid plays baseball and you live in Baldwin County, heads up, there are changes in effect right now to a very popular sports program. The Spanish Fort Sports Association, they confirmed Tuesday night they are branching out. They're going independent, and they're now forming club teams from their recreation league, and they're getting rid of their Cal Ripken affiliation. Remember the very popular Orioles player?
Mm-hmm.
Spanish Fort High School coach J.D. Pruitt says his staff will oversee the formation of travel club teams for six age groups, and the city's also adding recreational soccer to the mix coming up in February. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Also, y'all think about your favorite Christmas movie ever, because they've done a survey out there, and at the top, it's a tie.
Ooh.
It's a tie, so you may be able to be part of this tiebreaker. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Coming right back.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A homicide investigation is underway after a body was found in Escambia County, Florida. Around 7 o'clock last night, deputies received a call about shots fired in the area of Lee Street and North S Street. That's where the body was discovered. The victim's identity has not been released. A grand jury will hear the case of a father accused of firing shots into a car on Interstate 10 in Mobile, injuring his own daughter. During a preliminary hearing Tuesday, prosecutors laid out part of their case against Robert Hooper. Investigators say he chased his child's mother's car for 7 miles, rammed it, shot out a tire, and then fired shots inside. The magical Christmas toy drive is getting a big boost today from students in Mobile County Public Schools. 45 schools participated in a Stuff the Bus campaign, collecting over 2,000 toys. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hear that? That's the sound of Trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that Cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust. Like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit thompsoncat.com for details.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Current Alabama Crimson Tide offensive coordinator Mike Locksley accepted the head coaching position at Maryland a couple weeks ago. So the Tide have been tasked once again with replacing their offensive play caller. And yesterday, FootballScoop.com reported that Nick Saban plans to again promote from within. He's going to promote current Alabama quarterback coach and associate head coach Dan Enos to the coordinator position. Enos has drawn plenty of praise for his work with Heisman runner-up Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts throughout this season. Loxley is sticking with the Tide through the college football playoffs, so Enos will take the reins from Loxley at the conclusion of the season. And when he does, Enos will be the fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years for the Tide. Before he was brought on by Saban ahead of this season, Enos spent 3 years as the offensive coordinator at Arkansas under Brett Bielema. He landed on the Saban team after Arkansas fired Bielema last season.
Yeah, there have been 11, I think we count up 11 or now would be 12 people have come through the Alabama program that are now head coaches in college football.
That is amazing. And how do they do when they play against Nick Saban?
They lose.
Yeah, usually.
They lose, but everybody else they play, they do pretty good.
Yeah, they do.
By the way, and Enos, I'm happy because he's a good quarterbacks coach, and I love his hammocks. Mm-hmm. Have you seen his hammocks in the show? Enos hammocks, you know.
That's awesome. I wonder if Jalen Hurts ends up leaving at the end of this season. I wonder if he'll take a look up there at Maryland. I don't know.
Wouldn't blame him.
Loxley and the only Alabama coach headed to Maryland following this postseason. 24/7 Sports reported yesterday that former Tennessee coach and current Bama offensive analyst Butch Jones will join Maryland staff as the tight ends coach and associate head coach. Jones was an offensive analyst for Alabama this year. He was fired as Tennessee's head coach in mid-November of 2017. He finished with a 34-27 record in 4+ seasons in Knoxville. In NFL news, the Minnesota Vikings fired first-year offensive coordinator John DeFilippo following Monday night's 21-7 loss to Seattle. Quarterbacks coach Kevin Stefanski has been promoted to replace DeFilippo on an interim basis, and Stefanski will handle play-calling duties for the remaining 3 games of the regular season. Minnesota has not been able to surpass 300 yards of offense in 4 of its past 5 games. Their record now sits at 6-6-1, in line for the 6th seed in the NFC playoffs going into Week 15. In NBA news, San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich moved past Pat Riley for 4th on the NBA's all-time wins list, with San Antonio's 111-86 win over the Phoenix Suns last night. Popovich now has 1,211 career wins. He's in his 23rd season with San Antonio. Popovich is now the longest tenured head coach with the same team in all 4 major professional sports. He also holds the second best winning percentage of all time in the 4 major sports. Don Nelson is the current leader in all-time wins with 1,335. Popovich needs 124 wins to tie the Hall of Famer. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, westbound I-10 between Michigan and DIP. They've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Government and Fairway Drive, another minor fender bender. Is traffic starting to build off of Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65? A chilly start again this morning, so go outside and hit the heater before you head out. South Alabama's men's basketball team hosting Alabama A&M Wednesday, December 19th, and the University of Mobile Thursday, December 20th. Bring the kids to meet Santa Paws from 6 to 7 at the Globe. Find your tickets at USAJaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. Get dinner on the table with online easy ordering, Publix delivery, powered by Instacart, and more ways to make your life every day easy. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be mild with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, a few showers after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
655 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. I appreciate those favorite Christmas movie suggestions and your little list there on the text line at 343-0106. We'll tell you about that place where you could help the tiebreaker in just a second. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
That's called a tease. Mm-hmm. Is that a deep tease or just a regular tease?
Just a surface tease.
Oh.
Superficial tease, yes.
My. If you have a penny, you can get a burger. Actually, a Whopper.
Wow.
That's no fib. So Burger King is trying to compete with McDonald's. Have you heard about their new promotion? It's called the Whopper Detour. It offers customers a burger for 1 cent, but you got to work for it. Okay? Here's how it goes. You have to download the BK app. Drive to the nearest McDonald's. You have to be within 600 feet of that McDonald's. Use your burger app, and then you can order your Whopper. You're not required, though, to go inside of Mickey D's. You go to Burger King to pick up your penny Whopper using directions app provided to you. So you're wondering, like, why are they even doing this? We've been talking about this, geofencing, okay? This is made possible by geofencing McDonald's locations across the country. Burger King said in a press release, if a guest is inside one of these geofence areas and has the new BK app on their device, the app will unlock the Whopper sandwich for a penny promotion. Once the 1 cent Whopper sandwich ordered is placed, the user will be detoured away from McDonald's as the app navigates you to the nearest Burger King. Now, this offer is only good until today, okay? So you have until lunchtime, dinner time to redeem your 1 cent Whopper, and it's one time per person. So don't try to, I guess if you hop into a different vehicle, you could kind of get on it.
You're like changing Halloween costumes and going back for a second bucket full. Yeah.
Hey, you've got kids to feed. It happens. And while you work off those burgers, think about this. You have a new fitness option as Anytime Fitness says that they're looking to expand throughout the state of Alabama in the upcoming year. Right now, they have 33 locations in Alabama with more on the way. Dothan, Huntsville, and Saraland, you are scheduled to see some openings. And the franchise also looking to expand in Auburn, Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile, Montgomery, and Tuscaloosa. The gym chain has 4,300 locations. They are open 24 hours a day. They have strength training and cardio equipment, personal training, and small group programs. So enjoy the 1 cent Whopper. Head on over to get your fitness on. And enjoy your day and learn about geography on Mobile Mornings. It doesn't get much better than that, does it? Breakfast is now served.
Hey, we'll try next hour to make it even better. Right now, there's a tie between A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life at the top of this list I was talking about. Also a tie between Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for second place. A four-way tie in third place. What is going on with this? Elf? How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on a four-way tie. And in the fifth position, four-way tie between A Charlie Brown Christmas, A Christmas Carol, Nightmare Before Christmas, and Polar Express. Put the link up here where you can vote online. Let your opinion be known. My question is really, where does Ernest Saves Christmas come in?
Where, that's a classic.
Should be higher up on the list, I would figure. All right, coming right back.